Wake Up Princeton, I'm Paul Baumley. It is an honor for me to talk to one of the icons of rock and roll music. When you think about You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling, Soul and Inspiration, Rock and Roll Heaven, Ebb Tide, and Unchained Melody, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers. This is Paul. Hi there, Bill. How are you this morning?
Hi, Paul. I'm wonderful.
Boy, listen to that voice. What an amazing voice you have, whether you're singing and also now that you're talking. By the way, I do want to say happy 80th birthday in advance. I understand it's coming up this weekend.
Yeah, this Saturday I'll be turning 80, and I'm very happy to be able to talk about it.
Yeah, well, I got to ask you, Bill, do you feel 80?
Boy, I tell you, certainly when I walk on stage, I feel like I'm a kid.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great magical thing. Place to be on stage, but I don't feel like I'm 80 at all. I mean it just sounds nuts when I tell people I'm turning 80, but no, I feel good. I feel like I'm maybe 79.
You're only as old as you feel. We'll get into some other stuff here, but first of all, I want to talk about a very special event that you have coming up here, as you are right smack in the middle of a pay-per-view event, an intimate evening with the Righteous Brothers. And you've got this going on throughout the month of September. Your second out of the four shows is tonight, and this is from Las Vegas. I'm assuming that this is good and a chance that you get a chance to perform again, because I would imagine that it's been kind of rough on the performances during this whole coronavirus thing.
Yeah, this has been probably the toughest year of my life, I mean, musically or work-wise. I mean, it's like they just turned off a switch, you know, and everything just stopped. Not just for me or the Righteous, but, you know, just everybody. And it's very frustrating, and I've spent, you know, 60 years of being on the road and doing this and that, and it feels really odd not to be out there.
And people might say, well, wait a minute, the Righteous Brothers, of course, back in 2003, you lost your partner, Bobby Hatfield, but you went on a solo, but then you found a new partner. You can never really replace Bobby, but Bucky Hurd is doing a great job as now the other half of your duo.
Yeah, he's quite remarkable. He's a great guy. He's a great singer. And, you can't replace Bobby, but Bucky's doing a great job filling in so we can come out and have these people relive all their wonderful memories of back there when these songs were hits.
Bill, our condolences here. I understand that a couple of months ago you lost your wife of nearly 33 years, Paula. Again, condolences on that, and I'm assuming that you bet. And getting out and doing some of these shows, it might kind of help you cope with a very tough time in your life.
Yeah, it's been a lifesaver doing these shows. I mean, you can only sit in your house and look at the walls, you know, and with my wife not being here, it's been very tough, and I had a throat operation almost the same time when my wife passed. So it's been a tough year, been a strange year, and yeah, if we were working, this would all be a lot gentler.
You were very close. As a matter of fact, you were a friend of the King, Elvis Presley.
Yeah, Elvis became a Righteous Brother fan way back there in 63, before Love and Feeling and all that. We had some local hits, Little At Loopy Lou and some of those songs, and he would come to the shows. Then I was on my own, and I was working in Vegas at the Hilton International where Elvis was, and Elvis would have me in the lounge when he was in the main room, and we got to spend a lot of one-on-one time, and so I spent some time at Graceland. He was just a great guy, certainly left us way too early, and it was really fun to get to know him.
In 2003, you lost your longtime singing partner, Bobby Hatfield, but earlier in that year, you and Bobby had a chance to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So it was nice that he was able to experience that before he passed. You were brought in there by Billy Joel. How special is it to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Well, it's wonderful. I mean, it's kind of the industry saying stamp of approval. Yeah, we were here. And we made a change in the music, and it's just great. great. It's really an honor to be in the Hall of Fame.
And of course, you've had many, many hits over the years. Got started with some of the great songs back there in the 60s and the 70s. In the 80s, there were a couple of big movies that used your music as well. And that was kind of a career resurgence for you, too.
Yeah, you know, us making it in the first place in the early 60s was weird enough. Then the end of the 80s came along and we had You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling and Top Gun, and I did the song for Dirty Dancing, I've Had the Time of My Life, and then the next year after that, they put Unchained Melody and Ghost, and honestly, man, we were back hotter than ever.
Yeah. Now, you said before that you're a huge fan of the Eagles. When you first got started in the music business, who were your idols? Because Eagles kind of more a contemporary, but who did you look up to?
Well, when I was 15, and the first time I heard Little Richard, it changed my life. I just loved how Little Richard sang. I still think he's the greatest rock and roll singer ever. And then Ray Charles really turned me around. I always say, Little Richard, I would like to do what he did, but when I heard Ray Charles, I said, man, I have to do that. So those were my heroes, and all of those black rhythm and blues singers from the mid-50s and on, and they just, you know, changed the Bobby's in my life.
Well, and you've done a lot for millions as well. You've been a hero and an idol to many, and I know your time is limited, Bill, so we'll let you go here. I do hope to get a chance to talk to you again, but from all of us, thank you so much for bringing us so much entertainment and joy throughout the years.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you, man. It's my pleasure.